The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. And today's subject for appreciative joy is what is called the neutral person, a person that maybe you see regularly but have never talked to, never had a relationship with, and you don't really have any real, you know, solid feelings for or against the person. And I mean, there might be some little bit in that direction, because that's pretty natural to do, but you don't really know them. There's no charge behind it. The person's relatively neutral in your life in terms of liking and not liking, wanting to spend time with, not wanting to spend time with. It's just, uncharged relationship. Maybe someone you, almost a stranger. Someone you can bring to mind, but maybe someone you see regularly. In some kind of simple way. So, so the idea is to consider their joy, their happiness, that certainly they have from time to time happiness, joy, well-being. They've had it in the past. And to appreciate that deeply, to feel delighted in that, and in that kind of uplift of inspiration around the possibility that that person can be really happy and that happiness can grow, to appreciate them and appreciate all the ways in which they have and can be happy, successful, fortunate in their life. And of course, we know that they might be challenged as well. And we don't want to ignore that. That's a little bit the role of compassion practice, which we did. But now it's the time for filling the whole range of how we see people to include kind of a resonance with their happiness, their capacity for happiness. So that, because it's important to see the whole of the person. It's important to see ways of supporting that to happen. And the beautiful art around samadhi of mudita is that we're learning how to really open ourselves up. Here, the openness, the inspiration that we have, the joy we have, the love we have for the well-being of someone else really takes precedence almost. Not that we get lost in it, but that's where the juice is, because they're a neutral person. We don't know exactly what's going on for them. And we're learning how to be present for people, to appreciate them, to respect them by doing this. To be able to stop and really take in another person with eyes that are delighted, eyes that take time to appreciate them, to feel joy. And it's easier than you often think to pause, take time. And I often do it in the supermarket when I finally get to the front of the line, maybe, and with the clerk, checkout clerk, to pause and really look at them. Sometimes they ignore me, and sometimes they look back, and there's some little spark of delight or appreciation of hello that goes on there. Appreciation. Something gets lifted. And then we're talking about samadhi. And samadhi, when we go into samadhi, it's a deep state of harmony, deep state of really mental and emotional, psychological, spiritual health that we step into. Samadhi is not like a playground. It's not like some altered experience that is just really cool and fantastic and psychedelic to have. At the heart of it, samadhi, deep samadhi, is a chance for our whole system to come into homeostasis, into harmony, into health. And so as we feel this samadhi and this goodness of it arising, we can have more appreciation for other people have this ability to. In one way or the other, people have had some, not necessarily samadhi, but they've had really good states of mind, and they are capable of that. And may this person have that. May this person be seen to have that ability. May we appreciate them. May we delight in them. And so this rich field of, we understand better what their potential is because samadhi teaches us ours. Built into it is this appreciative joy. So to assume a meditation posture, gently close your eyes and take time with appreciative eyes to gaze upon your body from the inside out. Gaze upon, feel your body with an attitude of appreciation. Feeling and recognizing what is going well in your body. What is going well to be able to sit here in meditation. Finding where in your body, in spite of other places maybe being uncomfortable or challenged, finding where in your body there's some degree of well-being, of ease, something that you appreciate and maybe is a kind of place that can be a homecoming, a reminder, maybe a place of your goodness. And breathe with that. Breathe through it. Breathe around it. Trusting that even the smallest place of well-being inside is not a way of abandoning or denying important things that you're feeling or knowing, but it's a way of preparing yourself to be with the challenges in a better way, in a useful way. And taking a time out to spend time with what is going well here and now in your body. Taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, expanding what is good inside, as you breathe in, relaxing as you exhale, might there be ways in which your mind, the control tower. It's holding itself away at a distance from settling into a place of ease, a place of comfort inside, a place of well-being. And as you exhale, relaxing the mind into your torso, into your belly. Letting your breath be normal, but still gently, softly, staying close to where the breathing touches an inner sense of well-being, harmony, health. And then bringing to mind a neutral person, someone you know or have seen around. Maybe you never talked to them, maybe only slightly. There's no real charge or strong feelings in any kind of way. It's so neutral that the kind of situation where maybe you don't even have to say hello when you see them because it's a little bit at a distance. And considering that this person has had happiness, joy, has a capacity for more, and this person too can smile and be delighted and feel safe and comfortable in their own skin. And not just to wish them well, but to wish, hope, may this person's happiness continue. May whatever is right in this person's life, may it grow, may it continue. And as a way of cultivating samadhi, don't spend a lot of time thinking about this person or imagining or debating. Keep it very simple with a simple phrase, may your happiness continue. Appreciating them, appreciating yourself. Feeling so the joy. A joyful way, happy way to wish them well. On every exhale, settling into this appreciative joy, immersing yourself in the feelings, the intention, the image, the wish. Somehow dipping into the deep, appreciative waters of appreciative joy with every breath, letting all things out, all other thoughts and ideas float away. perhaps with a gentle cycle of breathing. Let there be a gentle cycle of appreciative joy, wishing well. Maybe like waves rising and falling. Joy. Joy for this person. Feeling your joy for them. Sharing. Like we share the same air to breathe. We share in capacities for joy, harmony. And as we come to the end of this sitting, to consider it invaluable to offer others the gift of love, of friendliness, of appreciation of their basic human worth and value. Showing them they are valuable by looking at them, being present for them, openly, clearly, with kind eyes, as if it's a wonderful thing to be with this person, to gaze on this person, something to be thankful for and delighted in, to be there in this open way that maybe you would like to be appreciated or seen by someone you care for, someone you feel safe with. And to have the appreciative joy of a neutral person, be a place where you develop an interest in bringing this kind of appreciation into the world. So the instinct you have is to not judge other people, be critical, be afraid, avoid. But something in your heart, your chest, your mind is there to be present with appreciation. And may this be a way that we bring happiness into this world. We wish everyone well-being and happiness. And we aspire to be a person who contributes to that possibility. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may we contribute to that by our capacity to appreciate others. Appreciate their well-being and what's going well, what's good in them. May all beings be happy. Thank you.